From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. If you think the money that American sports franchises spend on players is crazy, consider this news from Europe. This week, the soccer club Real Madrid agreed to pay more than $220 million to acquire two star players, and that does not even include their salaries. Well, joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, $220 million, who is worth that kind of money?
Well, Real Madrid is getting two of the very best players on the planet, and they are Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal. He scored 118 goals in six seasons for England's Manchester United, and by the way, according to the tabloids, he celebrated the move by partying in Los Angeles with Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
The other player is the playmaker Kaká of Brazil. He had been with Italy's AC Milan. Now, these deals were orchestrated by Real Madrid's president, a developer named Florentino Perez. He led Real to Spanish and European glory earlier in the decade by assembling rosters of players who were dubbed Galacticos, like Zinedine Zidane of France and a different Ronaldo, the one named Ronaldo from Brazil. But his teams stumbled. He resigned in 2006. Now he's back just this month to try to revive the team and challenge its rival Barcelona, which just won the European Champions League.
So, Stefan, the system of acquiring players is different from American sports. For those of us who are not completely fluent in international soccer, please explain how this works.
Well, Real is paying Man United and Milan what's known as a transfer fee, about $130 million for Cristiano Ronaldo and $95 million for Kaká. Now, that's compensation that's paid to another team to acquire a player who's already under contract. It's not part of how U.S. sports do business, except when they're doing business overseas. Major League Soccer, our soccer league, has sold numerous players to European clubs. The top transfer fee has been $10 million for a young striker named Jozy Altidore. In baseball, the Boston Red Sox a few years ago paid $51 million for the right to sign Japanese pitcher Daisuke Matsuzaka. The payments by Real Madrid are obviously record sums.
Now, last I heard, we're in the middle of a global economic crisis, and in this climate, how can Real Madrid afford to spend this much money for just two players?
And they're reported to be spending even more money on some more players down the road, stars. Real probably can't afford it. Like most European teams, it's got hundreds of millions of dollars of debt. But these clubs are institutions. No bank wants to say no to lending money to Real Madrid. No bank wants to let it collapse either, no matter how much debt it has. The idea is that Real will recoup its investment by selling thousands of Ronaldo and Kaká jerseys and getting more and richer team sponsorships and higher TV rights fees around the world. But these payments also are likely to further the inflation that's already been going on in the soccer player market. It's prompting calls for American-style measures to level the playing field. Salary caps, luxury taxes, revenue sharing, that sort of thing.
Now, Stefan, before we let you go, we don't want to leave anyone with the impression that no one plays soccer here, so let's talk about the U.S. The men's national team is trying to qualify right now for next summer's World Cup. How are they doing?
They're doing okay so far. In the last couple of weeks, they lost to Costa Rica on the road and then beat Honduras at home. They were not impressive in either game, but they are still in very good position to be one of the three countries to automatically qualify for the World Cup in South Africa out of a group of six regional finalists. Right now, the team is in South Africa, which will be hosting the World Cup next year. They're playing in the Confederations Cup, which includes the winners of six regional championships, plus the host country and the past World Cup champion, which is Italy. The Americans' first game is Monday against Italy, and that will be followed by matches against Brazil and Egypt later in the week.
Stefan Fatsis, he joins us Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports. Stefan, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, Michelle.